This weekend, I was in Houston, Minnesota at their annual Festival of Owls. This tiny town, population just barely over 1,000, manages to fund its own nature center and naturalist without any state or county funding. And the town has also developed a great annual celebration of owls, this year with a scientific paper session, lots of programs for children and adults, an owl calling workshop, and an evening owl prowl with separate buses for family groups and for adults. Marge Gibson comes from Antigo, Wisconsin, with several live owls. This year she gave two splendid programs with them. The keynote speaker of this year's Owl Festival was David Johnson of the Global Owl Project. He gave a fascinating talk Friday night about owls in popular culture throughout the world. Until he spoke, I never realized there was an owl pictured on the back of our American $1 bills. When I can figure out how to photograph something that tiny, I'll get a picture of it up on my blog. This Owl Festival also initiated the Owl Hall of Fame, with inductions for an owl and for a human who have each made an enormous contribution to the understanding or conservation of owls. The bird who was inducted was a spotted owl named Fat Broad, who became something of a poster child for the whole spotted owl issue in the 1970s. There was a tie for the human award. Bob Nero and Catherine McKeever were both inducted. These two owl biologists from Canada have each contributed to my own understanding of owls, and I was delighted that they were both the first inductees into the Owl Hall of Fame. For me, the highlight of the weekend came on Sunday morning when there was what was called a photographer's brunch, an opportunity for people who donated $50 to spend a bit of time outside photographing Marge's education owls in a natural setting. It was snowing, so the light wasn't good, and in many pictures a snowflake or two was streaking past the owl's eyes, but I took so many pictures that quite a few still turned out great. I'm putting them at birderblog.com today. In 2 weeks, Duluth Audubon, Hawk Ridge, and the Minnesota Ornithologists Union are sponsoring another owl festival, this one focused on last year's unprecedented invasion of owls in northern Minnesota. That festival will be in Duluth, though ironically, I'll be missing it because I'll be in Chicago speaking to the Chicago Audubon Society about the owls of Minnesota. But the Duluth Owl Festival promises to be a great event, which I'm sorry I'll miss. Anyway, I drove through some serious bad weather to make it home in time to see March of the Penguins win Best Documentary last night. I'd love to see a documentary about owls be made and win, but apparently birds that attract Oscars notice tend to be flightless. Winged Migration didn't win Best Documentary, and the only time I can think of that an individual bird was nominated for an Oscar was back in 1942, when the Maltese Falcon was nominated but didn't win for Best Picture. That poor bird wrapped in paper for most of the movie and never once able to stretch its wings may not have had the dramatic punch of real live penguins or of real live owls, but it did leave its mark. It was the stuff dreams are made of. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.